Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
A great big backer that's got a pyramid of salt at the end of it that's, I don't know, probably 50 or 60 metres high. We had to make a road around the top of this thing. That was pretty scary. I remember the first time I got up to the top of this thing and I was looking out at the flat country around Port Hedland, thinking, oh my God, look what I've just done.
Today we're speaking with Heidi, a test and tagger, who started as a plant operator.
So I'm Heidi Johnson, Far North Queensland born and bred. My business is called NorSafe. I do primarily electrical testing and tagging and RCD testing. And we've also recently branched into thermal imaging of switchboards mainly, which is pretty cool. And this year I've also started my own full electrical company called NorSafe Electrical. So that's our baby at the moment.
Heidi, where is NorSafe based?
Our work is basically a huge portion of Queensland. So if you can imagine from Townsville right out to Mount Isa and then right to the tip of Queensland. So that massive triangular chunk at the top of Queensland is all the ground we cover. We do some insane kilometres in vehicles during the year, with our craft, trying to keep the state safe as much as we can.
So how did you get into the trade and where did it all start for you?
Well, I've always been, I suppose, in a male-dominated industry. Grew up on a potato farm in North Queensland. Basically, yes, as a child, we always had to work driving tractors and digging potatoes and other crops, cattle farming and all sorts of things all the time. Then branched into, my partner and I moved over to Western Australia where I was fortunate enough to get a job in salt mine there at Port Hedland with Rio Tinto and was very fortunate to be able to do all my tickets. So we did dozer, loader, grader, crane tickets and drove the big salt harvesters. Now that was a pretty special time in my life because this was 2003. I just had a little baby, so Brody, who was 18 months old, and I was actually the first woman that they ever employed at that particular mine site. So that was sort of groundbreaking, I suppose. Pretty difficult with breaking in there, sometimes pretty hard with the men. But I think they saw that I was pretty resilient and wasn't going to give up. So at the end, it was a great working environment. It's probably one of my most favourite jobs. Then after that, we went back to Mackay where I drove a crane for a few years for our mate Graham Sharp in Mackay. And then we moved back to North Queensland, still continued operating machinery, cranes and loaders and what have you. And then one night I was introduced to this testing and tagging by a mate who was an electrician. I had no idea about it. And he said, oh, Heidi, you should do this because, all these electricians, we all hate it. It's so boring, And I'm like, oh, what is it, Looked into it, ended up deciding, I'll give that a go and did the training with TAFE online. Did all my training online and then did a prac course in Cairns to get my ticket. At some point I decided that I'd jump in the deep end and started a company. I've never done that before. That was pretty scary. And then probably the scariest thing was then going out to find clients. The ball started rolling from there and then, that was in 2009. And since then it's just grown and grown. My idea of operating businesses that if you do a good job and charge a fair rate, then you're going to be asked back, So a lot of our clients have been with me from the get-go, which, I'm very thankful for. And, we've now, we've won a couple of big tenders, which, also were very scary to put your hand up and say, I can do that. And then, when we won them, it's like, holy cow, how are we going to pull this off? But that's all a part of growth, personal growth and business growth, is you've got to jump in the deep end sometimes and learn how to swim.
That's fantastic. So a lot of new things happening for you almost all at once then. Can you tell us a little bit more about your workforce and who you have on your team?
I've probably employed, 10 or 12 people. Nine of those have been women. So presently I have three amazing women on our team. We've got Annette, who's started out in the office and then decided she'd like to give testing and tagging a go. So she's gone through TAFE and done all the training for that, and she does an excellent job. We've got Kelly. She's got a teenage daughter. She's done an amazing job at learning. She's now also doing all our scheduling. So she schedules all the jobs for us as well as going out in the field. And Jolene, she's a mum of two beautiful kids. It's a bit challenging sometimes being a mother and working and operating a business. But all of us together, we all shuffle around and get the job done for the client, you know. So somebody might be available mornings, others aren't. So we just basically schedule our jobs around who can do the job for the client, and it all works pretty well. I really am very thankful for the girls. Don't get me wrong, we've employed blokes in the past. It hasn't always worked out. You know, like I said, this testing and tagging is a very monotonous job. It's not difficult, but it's also there's a lot to learn with the legislation and the equipment that we use. So I need somebody who's meticulous and will actually ask questions when they're unsure. As an owner of this business, it's really frustrating for me to have to fix things just because somebody hasn't asked a question. So if I could encourage anybody, if they're unsure of their job, just ask. Even though you might feel like a deal at the time or whatever, I tell you what, it's way easier if you just ask a question and just say, hey, I don't understand. That's easy to fix, you know.
Can you walk us through, perhaps in more detail so people can visualise it, what test and tagging is? So maybe some of the jobs that you might come across and what, in technical language, what you do.
Test and tag is a part of an employer making sure that they have a safe working environment for their employees and visitors for their business. So it's a legislative requirement where if you're an operator of a business, you have to make sure that your environment is safe. And so when we go about doing our job, there's equipment in all sorts of environments. For example, you've got an office environment right down to workshops and construction sites. So you can imagine tools are dirty and wet and oily and getting chucked in the back of a ute, so they're more likely to get damaged. And so we have to test that equipment more frequently. In Queensland, that gear gets done every 3 months. We've got a scheduling program called ServiceMate where it automatically schedules them into the calendar and we just book them in, sort of thing. But when we get on site, we visually inspect that equipment, you know, make sure that there's no wires hanging out or it's not cracked and damaged, which could therefore, you know, if it's damaged, it can electrocute people. Then the equipment that we've got is the top of the range Seaward equipment. So we plug that equipment into the tester and then it, you know, performs a series of internal tests on the appliance, and then we'll spit out a pass or fail result. And therefore then we print out a little tag, which is barcoded. So we, yeah, put that on the appliance and then move on to the next one. So then, yeah, it's quite easy. We've got a really awesome system going now where, for example, if we've got a client that had somebody have a shock on site from an appliance, we can assist them with the investigation. So we can prove on what day, time, who the operator was, what equipment it was that tested that appliance, and we can then give them the readings from that appliance too, so that it can assist in the investigation. We haven't had to use that very often, thankfully, because, you know, thankfully few of our clients have had issues on site, but thankfully they haven't had too many dramas. Yeah, we've also assisted the police with items that have been stolen and recovered. We've been able to help them get that equipment back to the rightful owner because of the records that we keep on those appliances, because we keep the serial numbers and all that kind of thing. Yeah, and we just recently branched into thermal imaging, which is basically another safety system where you open up the escutcheon panel behind the switchboard. You take an image with this special camera that can show heat. It can identify any loose terminals that have the potential to cause fire and that kind of thing. That's, you know, it's not visual, you can't see that kind of thing. So it's like a preventative maintenance kind of thing as well. That's, yeah, pretty much what we do. And then the parts of Queensland that we go to are very remote. We have to drive right up to the top of Cape York and to all the Indigenous communities. We service all the schools, police stations, courthouses, etc., for one of our clients. And so we get to see an amazing part of Queensland, which is fabulous. Very diverse. Every day we're doing something completely different in a different spot. So it's awesome.
Wow, Heidi, it sounds like you've got so many amazing things happening in the business at the moment. You began your career as a plant operator. From when you began to where you are now, can you share some of the key moments you think have made you successful today?
There have been many that I'm proud of. When I was an operator, I was proud that, like a plant operator, sorry, I was proud I didn't give up. Like, it was pretty tough when I was green. I didn't know a thing about operating a dozer. And, you know, I read the book and did all the training that I had to do. And then I was sitting in the dozer with my supervisor, Aaron. And I said to him, oh, how much is this thing worth? Because he said, oh, you know, you just pull this lever and push that and rah, rah, and away you go. And I'm like, but how much is it worth? He said, oh, about $1.5 million. And, oh, my God. Okay. So away I went, you know, petrified that I was going to crash this thing. But in the end, like, I don't know if you can visualise a great big stacker that's got a pyramid of salt at the end of it that's, I don't know, probably 50 or 60 metres high, probably more, I forget. And we had to spiral, make a road with a 60-tonne dozer around the top of this thing and push it down so it was flat enough for the loader to pick up. Now, that was a pretty scary, you know. I remember the first time I got up to the top of this thing and I was looking out at the flat country around Port Hedland thinking, oh, my God, look what I've just done. I managed to get this 60-ton machine up a pile of salt and didn't crash it. So, you know, that was pretty awesome. Other times I've been proud as a crane operator. I managed to put 4,000 hours of general hire on a crane in Mackay. It didn't dent the machine once, didn't hurt anybody, didn't crash, you know. I pride myself on my skills of being like a good operator. They're great memories. I'm proud of having, you know, the resilience to keep going with my business, like beginning a business with a little child and a partner, you know, everything's against you. You've got no money, no experience, no clients, and just plugging away. And to me, I call it little victories. I have many little victories during the day, you know. You might just win a job, Mum. Another little victory, you know. You just steady, steady, poke along, no one gets hurt. Just keep stepping up that step, next one, sort of thing. And last year I won an award. I'm in an organisation called NECA, National Electrical Contract and Communications Association. I was asked to nominate for the Women in Energy Award. It was a brand new award. So, and I actually won it, which was pretty cool. First award I've ever won. And it was just amazing getting recognition for work in a male-dominated industry. I'm one of very few who's a female employer in my whole industry, you know. I don't know, there wouldn't be too many of them. So, and the fact that we employ only women, mainly at this time, I'm extremely proud of.
What are some of the benefits to employing women that you think other employers out there should be aware of?
I think it's worth identifying the fact that 51% of the population are female. I think that as employers, if there's any employers listening, you would be mad not to tap into utilising females for your business. It might mean changing the way you do things a little bit, such as work, so that they can accommodate for your kids and that kind of thing. I've learnt that somebody taught me in the beginning, said to me, try not to reinvent the wheel. So I've used that a lot in the last 10 years when I've been trying to implement new things in our business. Try and find people who've already done it and get advice from them. Don't try and build your own app if it's not necessary kind of thing.
Do you have any advice for women who are interested in getting into the industry?
I'd really encourage any women of any age. Had Maddie, she came and did work experience with us last year. She's 16 now. She didn't like being at school. She decided that she'd like to come and try testing and tagging, so she came along and did work experience with us for a week last year and really loved it. Yeah, we took her to all sorts of places, to the airport, to construction sites, just showed her a bit about the trade, and she didn't really know what she wanted to do before that. And then we introduced her to a few electricians and that kind of thing. Yeah, and she expressed interest in becoming an electrician. And I said, well, I can't help you with that because I'm not an electrician, but we can certainly go and see Mika and hook you up with the guys who can stay. So we did that, and it was strange how it happened. She, her father happened to call on the day that we were having those awards that I mentioned earlier, and Robert in Cairns there said to her dad, well, why don't you come along to the awards? And so, you know, they had no notice, and they just thought, yeah, bugger it, we'll come and have a look. So they came along. Yeah, so, and then I won that award, the Women Manager Award, and mentioned Maddie in my speech. And not 5 minutes later, she was offered an apprenticeship with one of the largest contractors in Cairns, which was just amazing. And this year, she's left school. She was meant to be in year 11. She really doesn't want to be at school anymore. She wants to be an electrician. So very thankful for that contractor in Cairns who's given her that opportunity. It's just amazing.
Do you have any further suggestions on how we can perhaps get more women like Maddie into the industry?
Education. We need to show people that it's doable. We need to have more pictures up in schools and things like that. Have people who are employers come and do talks in schools and, you know, encourage the girls to have a go. You can still be feminine and have a trade, or, you know, if that's what you want to do. But I think definitely the best way to get people into anything is to educate them and just show them what it's all about, you know. I don't mind at all being a voice for people in this sort of minority group, you know. Like I said, we've got 51% of the population who we could tap into. In this time that we're in right now, it's perfect for trying something new. You've got many different organisations who would help out, definitely get you there, such as Mika. They do a fabulous job in their training department. If you expect the kind of thing, if you wanted to get into an electrical trade, Mika's fabulous.
How can listeners find out more about NorSafe?
We are NorSafe, N-O-R, and then safe as in safety. I've got a Facebook page you can jump on, NorSafe Test and Tag. We've also www.norsafe.com.au, and yeah, there's an awesome video I'd love everyone to watch too on our Facebook page.
Heidi, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story. We really appreciate having you along. How can listeners get in touch with you?
I'm happy to help anybody who's keen. My email address is info@norsafe.com.au.
And to the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. We will catch you next week. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again and catch you next week.